you want to run 3,100 miles, you can jog from Portland, Maine to Los Angeles. Or you can run around one block in Queens over and over again for about 2 months, which is what's happening right now in Jamaica. Matt King is there for us for the ultimate ultra marathon. This is an incredible story, Mac. Tell us more about it.
Ernie, this is the longest foot race in the world. Runners have 52 days to run 3,100 miles in circles around this block. They must begin running after 6 a.m. every day and finish before midnight, and they travel from all over the world to do so. The casual, or even not so casual, sports fan likely recognizes none of those names. But the 11 athletes spending 18 hours every day for nearly 2 months walking slash jogging around this same block in Jamaica, Queens, represent the top competitors in their sport.
I'm coming from Czech Republic.
Finland.
Austria.
Not a single American competes in this, the 19th annual 3,100 mile race.
This is my 13th time already.
But Finland's Asprihanal Aalto is on pace to finish 11 days early, setting personal course and world records in the event.
He's outstanding. He's averaging 76 miles a day.
Australia's Grahak Cunningham won the 3,100-mile race in 2012.
You've really got to have the ability to stay pretty happy and positive.
Runners wear through dozens of shoes and countless thoughts over the 52 days and swear they enjoy the experience.
Yes, most of the time.
Because it's the longest.
First thing I did after winning was just to sit down at a table, enjoy a meal out of a porcelain plate, not out of a plastic cup.
If or when he wins, Aalto admitted to an even simpler post-race plan.
Sleep.
So this is day 39 of 52. To qualify, runners must first apply, and then once accepted, wait to gain acceptance off of a wait list, Ernie.
Wow, talk about discipline and stamina there. Mac, thank you very much for sharing that story with us tonight.